Pasuk says, Eliyanovi, when he brought the Kom, says in the Loshen, Vayhi ba'aloi samincho vayigash Eliyo Hanovi vayoyme. And Eliyanovi asked the Rabbanu Shalom to send down the fire in Hashemayim. You have to realize what an unbelievable nest this was. Why was it unbelievable nest? The emes is fire always comes down from Shemayim for korbanos. But here, it was hirasha to do it. It was keneged halacha, really. You're not allowed to bring. It was a time when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. It was also to bring, to make a boma. It was also to be makor for korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. Not only what did he do it, al znovi, he was allowed to do it as a one-time thing, as we explained last week. But the Rebbeinu Shem came down with a fire and was matzdik what he did. The Rebbeinu Shem came down and miraculously accepted the korban. So Chazal say, in Meseches Brachos, that you should know, this is the greatness of Mincha. The greatness of Mincha. Omar Avchel b'Yomar Avune, lo'olam yizor adam b'tfilas ha'mincha. Those of you that learn brachas probably remember the Gemara Davov Amidbeis. A person should always be careful with mincha. Sha'arei Eliyo lo'inen ela b'tfilas ha'mincha. Eliyo Hanovi was only answered with tfilas mincha. Rav Yechon ha'ma'at b'tfilas ha'avos. That's the Tikkun Tfilas Hikdeis. That's the Chazal. Now, the truth is, what's the big deal about mincha? That the Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara just says that the fact that the Torah stresses by Eliyahu HaNavi, he calls it Valois HaMincha, it's coming to teach you that there's a special milah to mincha. Special milah that other korbanos don't have. And that's why the Gemara says a person should also be careful. Mincha is better. Mincha is more chush. That's what Chazal telling us. But Chazal don't tell us here why is mincha better. That it doesn't say. Just says, you see, mincha is something special. But why is mincha special? That Chazal don't say. I'm going to read you a Mabit. The Mabit wrote a sefer called Beis Elikim. And he over there explains that the three tefillahs that we daven every day, Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv, are not just different times of the day, but they refer to different time periods in a person's life. And this is what he says. Yesh remez begimel tefillahs, shebekol yoyim, sheyehu kol yimei ha'odom bo'ilam hazeh, his whole life, he has to dedicate for Hashem. And he says as follows. A person has three tkufas in his life. Ba'aliya, ba'amida, ubi'irida. Okay. Aliya, amida, and yirida. Aliya means when you're going up, when you're young, your age. Rabbi Yisai, your age. You're growing. Then there are days we call amida. Amida means literally, when you're standing in one place, we know that that's not shaykh in Ruchnis. In Ruchnis, if you're not going up, you're going down. But there's no question that there's a spurt of growth in your age. Gears of the Yankees. Your age is when people can fly. Okay? Each year, you could be a different person. Generally, if you meet Adam Godel, a great man, a great Talmud Chochem, if you meet him when he's 50, and then you meet him when he's 60, you don't go, wow, he's a different person. If he's a big Talmud Chacham when he's 50, he's a big Talmud Chacham when he's 60. Los Chas V'Sholem, his memory is failing. But when he's 70, and of course, B'Yishishim Chachma, as they get older, as Chazal say, Daitun M'Syashem V'Saleim. With age, Talmud Chachamim get better, stronger, both mentally and otherwise, in other ways. But the spurt of growth, the ragged shover was the ragged shover at 30. Okay? He wasn't the ragged shover at 8, even though they have all the stories. He may have been a prodigy, a very smart kid, but he wasn't the ragged shover at 8. But at 30, he was the ragged shover. At 40, he was a bigger ragged shover. At 50, he was even a bigger ragged shover. But he was a ragged shover. And same thing to Vilna Gaon. They have stories about the Vilna Gaon when he was 2 and 1 month old, too. Some of which are not true. But the Vilna Gaon was also a special child. But there's an age where you, where every year you're mounting in Chochmah. You're growing, growing. So person's life, you have time where you're growing. And physically, you have much more strength. Mentally, you have more strength. That's what you guys don't realize when you're in yeshiva. It's like priceless. These years are priceless. You get to my age, you have to run away to learn. I can't even learn in this building. I have to run into my car. A lot of times I can be shook and I get into my car. I drive somewhere on Spookark Road. I sit in the park car to learn. Because I can't learn here. There's too many things going on here. Right? Your age, Baruch Hashem, nobody's bothering you. Nobody's calling you with shilas. Nobody's texting you shilas. They may be texting you other things, but not shilas. Hey, you have your life. It's gewaldic. I tell it to Yungalite also. Yungalite, Machaya, they're in Koil. Usually money's coming in from their wife or from this child, Shiggy, whatever. Whoever's good. They doesn't learn, no tear this, no this. Machaya. Then, as you get older, you don't have that kind of spurt. So those are called Yimei Amida. Amida means you're not flying. You got to a plateau. You're still growing. And then you have what they call Yimei Yerida. Yimei Yerida means not spiritually, but physically you start getting weak. Physically. Physically you can't do what you used to do. You just don't have the koiches. You don't have the koiches. So the Mabit says, when he talks about the tefillos of the day, he says shachris represents when you're growing. Mincha represents mid-age. And Meir represents what they call over the hill. Even though by us we try never to be over the hill. You're always trying to steig. But you're already getting weaker. That's what he says. Aliyah, Amida, and Yerida. And he says, you always have to work. That's why we have 3 tefillos. You always have to be working. And this is his idea. לפי שתפילס המנחה מרמזס על ימי העמידה, לפי כך צריך האדם לזוהר בזה ביוסר, ממני שאיקר חשיבס האדם בימי העמידה. He says, interestingly, when you get to that middle step, that's the most important step, because that's when you could take all that you grew and integrate it. He says, when you're a bocher, the bimei habachrus adayin lidiyah lidiyah spakhus shlema, leruchnias. Says those times when you're very strong and you're growing, 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 in a certain degree you could grow, 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 but on a spiritual level, you become more settled in those middle days. And this, even though maybe in vast knowledge, you get more from the gils of the yankis, but you're shemayim, and this, says that's the middle age. He says, and there, that's the ikar tefillah. When a person gets old, in a way, it's easy for them to be spiritual. You see, a lot of people, when they get old, become spiritual. Because you don't have kleiches anymore. You don't have the tithe anymore. Okay? The guy's 85 years old. He doesn't have the tithes that you guys have. He's 85 years old. So then the person is naturally wants to be a ruchnius person. Wants to be spiritual. You know how many people have regrets when they're in the 80s for what they didn't do when they were 40 or 20 or even before that? So the Mabit, the way the Mabit learns, Mincha is the time you have to be most careful with. Because that's the time where you take what you grew and you internalize it. You internalize it. And that's why Yizor. It could also be that it's natural for a person when they're in a growing spurt to work on themselves. And it's natural when they're on the way down to be more of themselves. Those middle days are uninspirational. They're not so inspirational. And Doc, if you look at people, you look around, open up your eyes and look around, you'll see. People, when they're younger, are inspired. They have yeshiva, they have their rabbeim, they have inspiration, they have yetzaras too. Then, in middle life, they're already out of yeshiva. They're busy making parnosa, and they're this, growing a family. They're not so inspired spiritually. They're busy. And then when they get older, they get a chance to go back into the Ruchnius. So this middle stage, you have to... But I'm going to tell you a whole different idea about Mincha, based on the tour. A whole different idea. The tour says a fascinating thing. The tour says that Mincha is a tefillah of Mesiris Nefesh. It's a tefillah of Mesiris Nefesh. Why? Shachris is before the day starts. In fact, for many Talmidim, Shachris is before their day started. They're still in bed. Shachris is the beginning of the day. No big deal to daven Shachris and still have a day ahead of you. Doesn't affect your day. You get up, okay, so you have a time to sleep a little more. Okay, but once you're up, you daven Shachris, breakfast, your day starts. Shachris not interfering with your day. Everybody knows when you go on a trip, you go on a vacation. Mincha is the killer. Right, Maritz? I remember I once saw you in the ski resort. You remember? We had a minyan mincha there in Chanukah. Okay? That was very choshev. It was in Vermont. Oh, it wasn't Tanis. King. Well, Hunter. We went to Vermont too. Chanukah was Taka Hunter. No. So we had many eaten there davening. The Mesiris Nefesh, the guy's in the middle of his day. He's already on the slopes. You know what slopes are? He's on the slopes. And he has to get off the slopes. And if he's a little bit elach, he starts taking off his ski begadim. Some people daven with their, they look like they're still going. Take off that. The former guy puts on his hat with his ski jacket. And the gold former guy takes off his ski jacket, puts on his regular jacket. I mean, there's different madrigas of how much hachana they do for mincha. Mincha represents the middle of the day. Now again, in the summertime, mincha could be at the end of the day. But mincha is in the way. Ma'ariv, you could go to Vizhna, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, daven ma'ariv. My children do that. Sometimes even l'chatchila. Better that, it's more gishmak to go to Vizhna, it's 1 o'clock. L'chatchila. Yeah? I guess they hold and say, it's Rotson, if the Chatzos, whatever the Cheshbon is. I'm sure it's from a Cheshbon. Where's Motel? He's not here. Motzke. He's not here. But he'd be big chosen in that. Vision's after Chatzos. Yeah. Myla. Mincha is right there in the middle. Mincha have the Zok the Tour. Mincha is a tefillah of Mesiris Nefesh. And Taka, the carbon mincha, is the carbon you have in Beis HaMikdash that the Oni brings. And Chazal tell us that the mincha of the Oni is more chashev. Why? Because for the Oni to bring the mincha, it's harder. Not easy. For him to bring his little mincha, it's harder. Right? I just said a story over in Shul de Shabbos, the first time you heard about it. I said over in Maisa, I had a Muradik Musa Haskel. One of the people who gave me for the yeshiva, the most money, probably the single person that gave the most money to yeshiva. Okay? Well over $1 million. The yeshiva. So when he gave me the money, it came in different amounts, $100,000 here, $200,000 there. Then he gave me one big check. Not that the other checks weren't big, but one very big check. So when he wrote out the check, I never saw such a big check. I never saw such a big check. I mean, I've seen it, but not made out to a yeshiva. Gave a big check. And so when I saw the check, I looked at it, and I must have given him a, wow, that's a big check. You know, if you see numbers there, it's many, many numbers. Right? Many zeros. Not so many numbers, many, many zeros. So, wow, that's a big check. So the guy saw that I was mispoil. So he looks at me and he goes, I want you to know, Reb Tzal, you shouldn't have such hakaras hatoiv to me. What? He says, you have to have hakaras hatoiv, more hakaras hatoiv to the guy that gives you $360. Why? He said, the guy that gives you $360, he had to kvetch to give you the $360. He was thinking, what's he going to do with $360 this? He won't go away next month with his wife or whatever. He has to scrounge to give you the $360. right? For me, I give you $500,000 now, or $1 million now. I'm going to Starbucks for coffee tomorrow. It's not like, oh, I gave the Rashiv $1 million. Okay, tomorrow morning I'm getting the small coffee. He can still get the large coffee with the whipped cream, hopefully Chol of Yisrael. Right? Why? It doesn't share his lifestyle. He said, the guy is giving you $360, $500, $1,000. That guy, he doesn't have so much money. For him, he's kvetching to give you. I told him he was Mechavet the Chazal. That's a Korban Mincha. The Minchas. Mincha counts more. Because the Mincha... Zok the tour. That's why the middle tefillah of the day is called Mincha. Because it's the most sacrificing part of the day. Ma'ariv is when you're ready to retire. Shacharis is before your day started. Mincha, all of a sudden, middle of the day, you have to close up shop and Mincha. You have many businesses in Muncie that have a Mincha in the middle of the day. People stop in the middle of their work, they come to have a Mincha. That's why it's called Mincha. That's the godless of Mincha. If you think about it, who was Misakin Phil's Mincha? Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, from all the others, he is the semel of Mesiras Nefesh. He's the one that was Misakin. Dozong Chazal. That's what Chazal is telling us here by Eliyahu Novi. Eliyahu Novi loy nene el betfilas amincha. Eliyahu Novi was nene in Mesiras Nefesh. In order to be answered, there was a Mesiras Nefesh. There was a Mesiras Nefesh. The Musa Haskel that you have to take from this is, what you have to learn from this, that's the whole inspiration, is that what you will get the most from is what you give the most kleiches to. Mesiras Nefesh. Now this man is getting closer. You're now in what they call June. Right? The world around us feels that June is a time that you wind down. Things slowly, you know, deteriorate. It's hot. It's nice. It's beautiful. Stuff to do. It's the time where you slowly, it's not good. You know, it's just like with exercise. It's not good to get off the treadmill like that when you're going 8 miles an hour. So a lot of people think Ruchni is why it's also like that. Slow down. If you had a starkest man, you're going 10 miles an hour. Can't get off the treadmill like that. I hope I'm not giving you any ideas. Yes, you go to 4 miles an hour. Maybe it's could give us lessons on how to jog. You go to 4, 3.5. Eventually the treadmill's not moving anymore. Right? So this is a time when your body is telling you, check out. This is when you could get the most. In the next 2 weeks, you could steig more than the whole year. Because it's the Korban Mincha. Now it's the Mincha. Now to learn is a little harder. Now it's talking. Now there's pressure working against you. Now is when you could have the most growth. That's what we have to take from this. Mincha is where you get the most. Mincha is where you get the most. I once wanted to say, it could very well be, that that's why Gilsa de Yankesen has so much value, because when a person is young, there is so much taiva, there is so much yetzahara pulling you away. The fact that you conquer that and do Torah, you get bracha for it. You get Gilsa de Yankesen. You get extra memory, extra success. But that you should know, guys. The harder it is, the better the outcome. People tend to be the opposite. They let nature take its toll. Okay, things are getting hard. Let's chill out, like they say. Let's chill out. The emphasis, your Ikar Hatzlach is going to be that now, over the next 2 weeks, we're going to learn even better. The Torah is going to be even starker. And those of you who have to finish, I'm sure all of you have plethora to finish, except for Binyamin, he finished Kiddush in one shot like nothing. That's why he took Nazir and Sait and everything else, because he had so much extra time. Lamaisa, we have to all be mechazik ourselves. I'm telling you, Rabbi, say we'll have more Hatzlocha now next 2 weeks. Shokul keneged kol. More Hatzlocha in Olya, because it's going to be a Mincha. It's going to be a Korban Mincha. Okay. Yeah, shukran.